With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
You are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
You know, Yurk,
it doesn't matter, really, in the grand scheme of things, if we're right or wrong when we make predictions, like on players. It, you know, matters when the guys doing the selecting are right or wrong. And that's what really matters. We've been wrong plenty, and we have no problem admitting when we're wrong.
I make a prediction, think something's going to happen. It doesn't come through. I tell everybody the whole world.
I screwed up.
It didn't happen.
I was wrong on, remember the name Kip Wells? Remember that name?
I do remember Kip Wells.
Wrong on Kip Wells.
Right.
I was wrong on Tyrus Thomas.
Yes.
I was wrong on...
Terribly wrong.
Tyrus Thomas. Well, there's so many.
I was wrong on Jonathan Quinn.
Yeah, you were wrong on Jonathan Quinn.
I was wrong on Mike Evans.
Yeah. You were wrong on Mike Evans.
Yes,
then there's absolutely. Sometimes we're right. Yurko was right on Aaron Donald.
Yes.
I was right on Justin Herbert.
Yes, you were.
I was right on Kawhi Leonard, on Richard Jefferson. You know who I was really wrong on?
Dick Jefferson.
Not Dick Jefferson.
Who were you wrong on?
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, you said he's going to be a bust.
No, I don't think
said he could play at the next level.
Not true.
You said he could play at the next level.
Not true.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, Jalen's fine. Jalen will, you know.
He'll be okay.
You can't even say he's going to be a bust. Jalen was a second round draft pick,
wasn't
he? He was
going to be a solid pro.
I was like, yeah, Jalen Brown's fine. Merkin, and the only reason I bring it up is because Merkin, to his credit, we always thought it was just because of the bias.
Yeah.
Because of where he grew up. You know, Merkin, I'm telling you guys, superstar. I'm like, superstar? I'm like, Merk, Jalen Brunson can't be a superstar. He was a second-round pick. You can't even say, like, he was going to be a bust. You're like, he's a second-rounder. Like, Jalen's, he's fine. He'll, he's a backup point guard.
Better or not better than Jimmy Butler? Jalen Brunson, go.
I'd rather
Brunson's better.
Wow, you think so?
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right now, fine. But I think I don't know. You give me a healthy Jimmy Butler come a playoff series, I think I'd rather go to war with Jimmy Butler than Jalen Brunson. I might be wrong on that.
They're different players.
They're very different. Very different. I'll tell you who I'd rather watch play basketball. Jalen Brunson. 100%. I was very wrong. I never could have imagined, even after that playoff series he had for Dallas, I could never have envisioned Jalen Brunson being this freaking good. And he came home last night and he dazzled, Yurko. He had 45.
He did.
On 24 shots. The Bulls, by the way, since getting to within a game of 500 on March 18th, they've gone 3-7. The Bulls are now 37-42 with three games to play. You know what their record was through 79 games last year?
No.
38-41.
Identical.
Damn near identical.
Listen, identical.
Last night was ugly. There was this, which we played and joked about earlier. The Bulls were kind of a punchline last night because of this.
First stop, ooh, and that's a steal from Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free, and Torrey Craig!
Now, I don't know, maybe you haven't seen it yet, and it's hard on the radio, but what happened is they were running out on a fast break after a steal. Torrey Craig went to do a little hot dog, and he threw
it up against the backboard.
Went up to dunk it.
Two hands and dunk it.
For some reason, Andre Drummond was trailing, and Andre Drummond thought that Torrey Craig was setting
him up.
They collided at the rim. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen on a basketball court. And, like, do you remember the scene in Liar Liar where she says he's badgering the witness and the judge says it's his witness? Like, that was last night. Like, you'd call a foul, but the refs were like, that was his own player.
Right, it was his own guy coming at you.
I've never seen anything like that.
What if they would have called the foul on Drummond for fouling his own player going in for the dunk?
Like, the foul. He's like, that's his player. That's his teammate.
First stop, ooh, and that's a steal from Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free, and Torrey Craig!
of the most unbelievable things you'll ever see in a basketball game at any level, to be quite honest. Like, it was that bad. And the look on Billy Donovan's face, and Tyler joked on Twitter, he's like, tell me this guy doesn't want the Kentucky job. Like, the look on Billy Donovan's face was one of, what am I doing? I mean, just incredible. And then this was Kobe White after the game, but I want you to listen to this because he's talking about just the Bulls have not looked sharp here lately, as we told you.
They're not sharp.
They've lost 7-10. But I love what he says here about Jalen Brunson. Listen.
Yeah, we did some really dumb stuff tonight. Everybody, one thing, not just T. Craig. So we're not gonna sit here and single him out. We're a team. So it was all self-induced. I feel like a lot of it, like, hats off to them. You know, they play. They're very physical. They're a really good team. They play for their identity. And Brunson. But a lot of stuff was self-induced, I think. And now we all know that as a team, just the little stuff, the details. So for us, it's too late in the season to be having those type of lapses. So we gotta.
That's the ultimate compliment right there. That wasn't said in any other way other than that guy's awesome. Kobe White said, Brunson is a mother bleeper. Damn right.
That's what you should have said about him.
Damn right.
When he came out, oh, that guy's going to be a mother bleeper.
I wish.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see this. Right. I didn't see this coming.
Yep.
You'd have had it right.
I mean, he is straight dog, the good dog, mother bleeper, and anything else. I am so impressed, and he's doing it in New York City, which, as we know, is unlike any other pressure cooker in North America when it comes to sports. And their athletes, especially that franchise. I think it sucks that for them anyway, I don't really care. I mean, I don't like the Knicks, obviously. But it's unfortunate for them that Randall got hurt. And OG, OG played last night. And you see when OG's healthy, the impact he can make. But they really haven't been able to keep OG healthy. I don't know that they'll have enough to navigate through the East. But I'll like watching Jalen Brunson and hopefully a series or two. Because he is straight dog. And he's fantastic, and God bless him. I don't know how he does it, but he's sneaky strong. Might not look it, but that guy is strong. He uses his body extremely well. He knows how to create space for himself. And there is just so much to like about his game and what he has blossomed into. And the Mavericks have to be looking at it like, wow, did we miss on this? Now, they're okay. They've got Kyrie and they've got Luka, obviously, and they're okay. And I think the Mavs are charging hard here. But I am blown away by Jalen Brunson and just didn't see it coming. Didn't see it.
It happens. You're not a basketball scout.
I'm not.
You haven't spent years and years and years looking at players all over the world.
I don't think they knew York. He was a second-round pick.
Oh, I understand. There was a consensus.
Joker was a second-round pick.
I know.
So sometimes guys just, like, what do you always say? They've got, some guys have it in them to just, I'll show you how great I'm going to be.
Yep.
Some guys just have it.
It's called intestinal fortitude.
Yeah.
It's chip on the shoulder. And I think nobody could get over Jokic's body.
You're probably
right.
You
saw him with the shirt off and they said, where's it at?
You're probably
not
right.
Not chiseled by any stretch of the imagination. Of course, they probably didn't put him to the test. There was probably an inordinate amount of strength there. Simply because he woke up and he worked every day, in the fields with the horses, with the ponies, with the oats, with the hay, with the three-wire alfalfa
country
car,
strong,
with
baby.
The straw. Country strong is true.
That's true.
Oh, it builds a strength. Let me tell you. Play with a guy from Minooka, Mike Briscoe.
Minooka.
Came in. Yeah, Minooka. Yeah, by Joliet here? Over down, there.
Yeah,
right. By the golf course.
Yes.
The fancy one down there. And he comes in, he's got 375 on the bar, and I'm looking at him going, what in the H is this crackhead doing here?
375.
He's got 375 on the bar, and he's going to go, I'm looking at him, this guy's insane. He looked like a wispy scarecrow of a linebacker we had.
Really?
Yeah. And he got down there and did it for a set of three, and I said,
out.
I said, hot ass. I cannot believe what I just saw.
Hot ass.
I go, you cannot judge a book by its cover, Carm.
Amen.
You can't.
Well, you're a prime example of that, too.
You got to put them through the paces, though. But you got to put them through the paces.
Yeah.
You got to see what they're about. And that's just it. Once he got to the field, there was no gray area. He could play. You could play.
Yeah?
Play. You can play.
Man, oh, man.
Play.
Just incredible.
At the end of the day, can he play? Can he play? Yeah.
Right.
Then you find out why he can play. Then you figure it out. You put the pieces together like a puzzle, Karn. Mm-hmm. I pour it out of the box, and I put the pieces together. Edges first. Corners. I find the four corners.
That's what I do. I find the corners
first.
Then you
work the edges
That's
first.
That's what I do.
And then I go like colors.
Yes.
And the contrast of the puzzle.
Yes.
Like colors.
You know, the only bad thing about it is, what do you do when you're done? You know, they, if they still invented anything that you could just sort of slide it onto that it stays forever, I don't know. You know.
No, they've got something. It's called a picture frame.
Well, but how do you?
You can glue it together. There's a puzzle glue where you can glue it together.
Oh, there's a puzzle glue? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Put it on the back side.
All right,
blah,
there
blah,
you
blah.
Go.
You let it go. Now you got it. You can put a nice little frame. If you like it, if you if
puzzle
you enjoy
glue.
The puzzle.
I didn't know that. All right, puzzle glue.
Normally
puzzle
we
put them
glue.
Together and then it's like, take it apart.
I got three puzzles that are currently still together. I'll take pictures of
yeah?
them. Yeah?
Yeah. All right.
Still together. Over the COVID, I did them. Still together. 4 years later, right?
Yeah.
What were you doing during the COVID?
We did a lot of puzzles.
I did some puzzles,
a lot of
man.
Coloring with the kids.
You were coloring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What, you're going to do a puzzle? You might as well color. You know, the kids were little during COVID. You got to remember, 4 years ago, they were... What, 8-4?
Oof.
No, 8-6, I can add.
8-6?
They were 8-6. You know, color, especially Avi.
12-10 now?
Yeah, 12-10. Avi really wanted to, like, you spend a lot of time in the house. What can we do? Let's go color, Dad. Okay, let's go color. Coloring contest.
That's when one of my boys picked up his passion for golf.
Yeah, is that right?
During the vid. Yeah, because you can still go to a golf course.
You
can
go to the golf course.
Remember the stupidity they had you doing, putting the foam in the cup so you didn't have to pick up your ball?
Stupid. Yes.
You're outside.
Yes.
Stupid. The stupid things we did.
Probably where Gio really got into fishing. Because, again, it was like, well, what can we do? Well, you can go fish.
Yeah.
Like, go outside. Did you see last night in the Boston-Milwaukee game? And I know you were aware of what happened with Giannis. Now, they're saying it's intact, but that's scary, man. For that,
they did an MRI, Carl.
They did, and they said his Achilles is intact.
So they're worried about what? The gastrox and the soleus? You'd have to be, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna jinx the poor guy. But like,
well, I'm not.
I think
but
you
if,
be
if his Achilles intact, you go to the calf muscles.
It is. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
they're
the
saying
soleus and the gastrox. Let's get in
I
there.
I was gonna make a comparison, but I'm not gonna do it. I won't be.
To
a,
who?
I won't be a dick to the Bucks fans. I'm
I know
not gonna
what you're
do it.
Doing. Kevin Durant. I know where you're going.
You said
I'll
it, not
it.
Me.
I'll do it. They told Kevin Durant he was okay.
You know, you're
what
a
happened?
Real jerk. You know that.
What happened? I don't care. Our fans need to know, Carm. Our listeners need to know.
I wasn't going to say
they
it.
Need to know what you're comparing it to.
You believe this
they
guy,
told
Black?
Kevin Durant he was going to be okay, and he went out there, and it was snap, crapple, pop.
It's true.
There it went, Carm.
You saw it in slow motion.
I wasn't going to say it. And we lost Kevin Durant for the year.
Well, it was in the finals.
But we lost him for the next year.
For the next year, yes.
Correct.
He's really never been the same.
No, he's still pretty good, but that's
he's
a tough
he's still good.
Around. It's a tough injury at that age.
It looks like Willis Reed out there just limping around.
I hate to say it, but I'd be scared to death if I'm a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
Not good. But did you see in that game last night, do you know how many free throws were attempted in that game?
I do not.
Two.
They're letting him play, Carmen.
And I think I might have heard Amin and Stacey on the Bulls broadcast talking about that game. I think I heard Amin say, could this be it was the only regulation, you know, full regulation game that's ever been played in the NBA with a team attempting zero free throws?
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Is that
too.
Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Right? Boston attempted zero free throws. Milwaukee attempted two. Two. Boston didn't care one bit. Boston doesn't care the rest of this week. Boston's
right.
locked up everything. They're 62-17. Boston has home court where they've been dominant all season at home. I think they only have three home losses. Boston doesn't care.
Yeah.
Nor should they at this point.
They don't care about it
dare
much.
Dare I say they? That's a game that they didn't care one bit.
Yeah. They've got a passion for the direction they're heading of
yes.
what they want.
All right, so the game was it was the first time ever that two teams played and attempted two or fewer free throws.
Wow.
And then it was also the first time ever a team won attempting zero free throw attempts.
That is crazy. No, I thought Milwaukee had the two free throw attempts, though, right?
It says on Tuesday, the Celtics became the first team ever to have a game with zero. Oh, with zero.
With zero.
Yeah.
Right. But Milwaukee won the game.
Yeah, but they're the first team ever to never have a free throw attempt.
Ever. They did not a single free throw attempt in the game.
2018, Atlanta attempted one against Orlando.
Oof.
They won that game.
Isn't that crazy? Man. Yeah, that's just we don't give a damn, and we're not going to go to the hoop and run the risk of anybody getting hurt. So if we don't shoot a free throw and we lose to the Milwaukee Bucks, so be it. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up. Got some time for a few calls here before Crosstalk, which is coming up at 2:35. And then at 4:30, it's White Sox and Guardians from Cleveland. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, I'm going to play it again just so we can set the stage.
Moncada down that third base line. Tough play. Oh, no. Moncada goes down, and you can tell he is in pain.
Well, we knew that he was not 100% coming into this, and just about the time he got to the bag,
he was hustling. And yes, you could tell how much pain Yoan Moncada was in. And Chris Bleck has an update. Chris, what is it?
Moncada's out 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months?
For the White Sox.
3 to 6 months. It's, I mean, 6 months obviously is the season.
And Carm, the breaking news is brought to you by the Advantage Dealer Group, home of the 60-minute guarantee.
Nice.
That's right.
Moncada, 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6.
3 to 6 months.
Wow.
But he's only in the 10-day injured list.
Yeah. Well, they'll make a change.
He's
right
about
on
to get
that.
Moved. It's just bizarre.
Moving to 60.
He's going to get moved.
Colas is coming up. Robert will be out, what, 2 months probably?
Probably.
At least 3 for Moncada. Aloy will be back sooner, but he'll probably be hurt, unfortunately, again at some point after that. None of them made it to April 15th, the tax day.
Tax day.
Not one of them.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It is. Don't know the reason. Don't know the answer.
Don't have it.
Don't know what they need to change. Well, they need to change a lot. But as it regards to these, really these three players, it's what's been so sad, you know?
No, it's definitely sad.
It's sad.
Yep. If you're a White Sox fan, you had one day where it was kind of nice.
Yeah, we got sandwiches at least out of one day from Yurko. He's going to buy sandwiches tomorrow.
We'll buy sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do it, too, for you guys to bring some joy to your days. As White Sox fans, you just got to be absolutely miserable.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough, Yurko. I was thinking, because we were just talking a little earlier about, you know, Jackson Holliday's debut tonight. Jackson Holliday is 20. He will make his big league debut in Fenway Park tonight. Jackson Holliday is the son of former big leaguer Matt Holliday. He is the top prospect in baseball.
Right.
He was the top pick in 2022. It's been quite the year in North America for a young phenom debuts. Like, and I do kind of hate, like Yurko says, that we throw around that generational word way too liberally, to be quite honest. But, you know, we've had Connor Bedard debut this year, and he looks every bit the superstar everybody was predicting, right, Yurko? He's 18, for crying out loud.
Yes, yes.
He's 18, he does, playing with men.
He does look like a superstar.
Victor Wembanyama, incredible.
Yeah, tall.
Another thing that we probably throw around too liberally is unicorn.
Yeah, like being like something unique.
Yeah, but like he might be one of those true unicorns. Like he's done stuff even in the back half of the season when that team has stunk.
They stink.
Like he's incredible.
Yeah.
And he's worth the price of admission.
Do you know the good thing about being a White Sox fan, though, is?
What's that? You've been saving this, haven't you?
You've been
concocting it in your
head. No, they're 44% more likely. Like, if your OPS was 144, White Sox fans are 144 on their OPS of liking golf. So at least the golf season is upon us and all the majors are in front of us.
That's true.
Right? So you've got that. But White Sox fans are 44% more likely to be golf fans than any other fan base. So you've got that, than the average fan base, I should say. So there you go.
It's pretty
There's
rough.
A positive note, Carm.
Thanks for speaking.
You don't think I'm just going to put the spear in and twist? I'm not putting it in and twisting. The dagger's not in there. I'm not twisting it. All I'm doing is say there's positivity out there. Okay? The Masters is this weekend.
Yes.
We got a draft coming up.
That'll distract me for a little bit.
We got Mother's Day
coming
up.
You got the draft.
Up.
You're
Arbor
right.
Day. Stinko de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
Arbor Day.
I mean, we got celebrations coming up there around the corner. The Kentucky Derby. Hey, the Kentucky Derby's right around the corner, Carm.
The Derby is in, what, 1, 2, 3 weeks, right?
Yeah,
3 weeks from Saturday?
Yeah, we're coming up on it, man.
Yeah, wow.
I got 4 weeks on my calendar.
Isn't it the first 28 Saturday
days? Yeah, 28 days. Isn't it still 28 days? How many days we got left in this month? 20.
Yeah, there's three.
April 30th.
3 weeks. 3 weeks from 19, Saturday.
Yeah, 21 days. There's 3 weeks. But I'm saying
the sports calendar, Carm, is full.
Arbor Day is April 26th, Carm.
April 26th.
You got to know that.
Arbor Day.
You got to know that.
Why don't you know that?
You're going to go outside for that one?
Nope.
Absolutely stunned.
Nope. You looked up at the eclipse?
The eclipse is that's Arbor Day happens every year.
Okay.
The eclipse is...
What do you have against trees?
Yeah, what the hell? Don't you want to breathe?
I'll go plant a tree.
Don't you know all the carbon dioxide that's made in the world is absorbed by trees and turned back into oxygen?
Not all of it.
Don't you know how this works?
Not all of it.
A preponderance of it is...
This is what sets us apart from everyone else in the galaxy.
Arbor Day. We celebrate Arbor Day.
We have oxygen because of the trees.
That's right.
That's true. I should celebrate it more.
Yeah, right. Come on.
You're unbelievable.
Well, Earth Day, you're unbelievable. How come you haven't planted a tree lately?
Yeah,
I have planted a tree. I have a feeling like you've knocked more trees down than you've put up.
No.
On that day, you have to go outside and give us a report from the trees.
All right. Right up front. Plant a tree.
Go find a tree. Give us a report.
Arbor Day is the same week as Earth Day? Isn't that like a little overkill? I mean,
What do you got against the Earth?
What the hell is the problem here?
We have Earth Day is the 22nd, and then Arbor Day is the 26th.
The two greatest enemies of the Earth are Carmen DeFalco and Greta Thunberg. Two greatest enemies of the Earth. What are you trying to do here? Why are we celebrating the Earth? Why? Well, it's because what we live on.
It's a pretty nice rock we're rolling through space on, my man.
Yeah, well, that's true. Terrorism, Carm.
I do like the rock on which we spin
global
around.
Global terrorist, Carmen.
the only global terrorist. My favorite, I can't say my favorite, but one of the sneaky great lines in Naked Gun, the original Naked Gun, is... would you like to come... she says, would you like to come upstairs? No, stop.
Right after that. Was it natural hesitation like you had it there? Or is there more coming? Oh, no pun intended.
Stop following me.
What did she say? She goes, he says, would you like to grab a bite to eat? And she's like, I really should get my rest. Tomorrow's a big day. It's Arbor Day and all. I love it. I love the silliness in Naked Gun. Would you like to come up for a nightcap? No, thank you. I don't wear them. we have to get our qualifiers here. We have to get our qualifiers here for our Wee Whiskey Fest Highlander VIP ticket giveaway. So your whiskey fact of the day, I gave it to you a little bit earlier. Yesterday we talked about distillation proof. Today we talked about barrel entry proof, Yurko.
Barrel entry, huh?
And I told you what is the maximum allowable by law.
What direction
barrel
do we come
entry
for?
Proof.
When we go for barrel entry, where are we heading?
What is the highest allowable proof that bourbon can go into the barrel by law? What is the highest allowable proof? What is the maximum? The callers 10 and 20 get the first crack at that.
And you mentioned this earlier.
I did. I mentioned the whiskey fact of the day early in the show every day this week for you, so you could try to qualify. Callers 10 and 20, you're first up. If you know it, you're a qualifier. We'll pull a couple of winning names on Friday. 312-332-3776. We're going to have to do a lot of planting the week of the 22nd, Yurko. I'd like you to do some with me, too. The tulips are starting to come up in the beds here on State Street. Very pretty.
It's a little early to plant your vegetables, though.
Is it?
Yeah, you got to be careful. Unless you got them indoors, you got them under a dome or something, you could do it.
You know what we really have over the next few weeks now? Now is when spring kind of comes to life. It's been spring for 3 weeks, but now you see all the buds.
Spring has sprung.
Yeah, now it's happening.
Yeah.
In short order here, everything will be in bloom. Everything's green again. Thank goodness.
I'll be out playing golf twice this weekend. I'll be looking for some Morel mushrooms.
Is that this time of year?
Here's your problem. It's been so warm.
Yeah.
That's your dilemma. It's your problem. It may have thrown the clock off a little bit.
You said clock, right?
There is. Yes, I did. And there's a Morel, finder. Hmm. Like in southern Indiana, it's starting to creep up here.
Hmm.
So they're already down in southern Indiana. So now I'm going to be, keeping a wary eye out, in certain areas, checking for morel mushrooms.
The morels are good, too.
And my son's out and about, working, Nico.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask him if he's been able to identify or see any of them up here yet.
It's amazing.
It's about a two-week season, 14 to 17.
You know, how into fungi you've become, you're
I'm
a mushroom
big fan
forager.
Of shrooms.
It's really something.
The good shrooms, not the bad
shrooms. But morels are good. They have an interesting texture. Yeah, they're very good. Boy, she likes you.
She's only human.
Yeah, they all do. They come by. They get a look. They get
a smile. the baby blues start rocking their souls and they got to have a photo. And
I'm like, Gander, the good kid.
Who am I not to acquiesce?
That's true.
Right? Who am I to deny somebody some joy?
That's very true.
Okay.
Coming up next, good kid, we're going to crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. They get a couple hours today. They'll be off a little early again at 4:30 for White Sox and Guardians.
What a great shift they have.
Coming up next is Crosstalk. I've got the final word brought to you by the Homewood Police Department. Your future is here.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
It's, you know, you don't get many opportunities. By the way, speaking of the eclipse, can you stop doing the Masters pool and just do the show?
Speak of the eclipse, please. Go ahead. Well, you can't throw this crap in front of me.
I didn't throw it in front of you.
I'm not going to do it.
Just put it away. Like, you're like a child. You're like my kid. I get phone calls from the teachers. He's in sixth grade. He's not doing his homework. He's too busy
did
looking at it.
Did I turn it over? Did I turn it over? It's over.
Chicago's home for sports on Instagram at ESPN _Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back.
No.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
No.
Thank you to Jeff Passan for joining us today. It was a great conversation about all the pitching injuries across baseball.
He's a good man.
Thank you to Kevin Zipak, who is pinch hitting for Abdallah today. Adam will be back tomorrow.
Nice
Thanks
job.
To Chris Black.
Very
Thanks
educational.
For listening and calling.
Very educational working with Zipak.
Yes, always.
I'm going to let you know
that. Learn.
You learn a bunch of different things over the course of a lifetime, and he taught me one or two things today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feel better about yourself?
I do. I do a little bit today. Feel better about it. Feel better about my flexibility.
Crosstalk is
brought to us by who, Carm?
Not brought to us by anybody. Crosstalk has arrived. That's all. Waddle and Sylvie.
We're here.
It's here.
The fellas are here. It's glad to have both of you guys on board today. Looking spry as rutting bucks, getting ready to make things happen this spring.
The bell.
I heard you were taking
we're bringing
shots
the hall
today.
With us.
Shots at who? What does that even mean?
At us. When you were being criticized,
guys. Shots or no shots, whatever's happening.
Shot promotion, or no shot. They play that in the morning.
Promotion is promotion.
That's true.
All I was doing was finding another way to channel your show into our show and to let everybody know that you guys are coming up.
He's playing chess. We're all playing checkers.
That's exactly right.
Yes. He's playing like a fox. He's playing Battleship. That's what he's doing.
That's right. Get the carrier. Always get the carrier first.
Playing radio chess over there.
Then after the PT 109.
Yeah,
I like to cluster my boats.
For those who missed it, I was informed. I have not heard it because I'd like to bring it back.
What happened?
The way it was explained to me upstairs was Carm was talking and he was not paying attention.
Well, the segment started and I can deal with a certain amount of it. Like,
he's doing my pull.
The segment started and we're doing a radio show and his head's down and he's doing the master. So I let it, okay, like I get it. He's distracted. But
is this a team gamble though?
No.
So,
you know, you don't get many opportunities. By the way, speaking of the eclipse, can you stop doing the Masters pool and just do the show?
Speak of the eclipse.
Please.
Go ahead. Well, you can't throw this crap in front of me.
I didn't throw it in front of you.
I'm not going to do it.
Just put it away. Like, you're like a child. You're like my kid. I get phone calls from the teachers. He's in sixth grade. He's not doing his homework. He's too busy looking at
it. Did I turn it over? Did I turn it over? It's over. Yeah, I turned it over like this.
Okay, the reason I was upset, though, like, I know sometimes he's distracted with something, and I have tricks for getting him back engaged. I'm like, hey, Yurk, like, what? And,
were you
and then he peps
candy?
Up. Right, like... So at the beginning of the segment, I'm talking, doing our radio show.
Yeah.
He's doing this.
I'm down
and I'm
here.
Like, okay, he's doing his master's pool. Like
I was ciphering.
So I was like, okay, I'll find a way to bring him back in. So I bring him back in. We're shooting the breeze.
And then he's yelling
at me. The caller brought up something that jogged my memory about something I wanted to talk to him about.
Right.
And sure enough, I look over, and now I want to talk to him. And he's picking his master's. I'm like, we're in the middle of our show.
Of
like, can't you...
The
not do
again?
The Masters pool now?
I go, that eclipse was 2 days ago.
Yeah, but it was funny because I wanted to talk to him about, I told him, the Effectively Wild podcast, the baseball podcast.
I was listening to that.
Opened its show just lambasting Pedro Grifol. And they never talk about the White Sox.
Yeah.
Because they're mostly irrelevant. But they couldn't get enough out of making fun of Grifol and his silly comments about, no time for the eclipse, baseball and family, that's it.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
But then the part that you guys didn't play that was told to us, after he got called out, he then all of a sudden says, but Waddle and Sylvie are never in studio these days.
What does that mean?
Well, my point is that you guys never see each other when you guys are doing the show. Karma was like, Karma, I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. I repeated what he had said to me just because I'm not looking at you, which is tough sometimes. I'm just sitting here listening and doing multitasking.
The best.
I can hear what you're saying. Speaking of the eclipse,
here's your.
Let me tell you about these two huge nerds I was listening to last night. That's what you could have said.
I don't know why we caught a couple of strays. Why did we catch strays?
We were in studio yesterday. We're in studio today,
guys. Why not? Why can't I throw a couple of shots across the bow?
20 minutes
just to wake you up.
20 minutes ago, I'm talking about Jalen Brunson, and here's York's like,
where's his eyes closed?
And I'm like, all right, I'm boring him. I'm talking about Jalen Brunson.
He's like this.
I was talking about Mike Evans. I said how Mike Evans was I was wrong on Mike Evans. I was wrong on Jonathan Quinn.
He's the best.
I told him who I was wrong.
Yeah, I know, but as I continued to talk about basketball and Jalen Brunson, I think he started to get bored. I'm like, I better change subjects. He's getting bored. He's like, well, I look over and he's like,
"Was he playing around? Or was he serious?"
No, playing around. It's warm in here.
I think I heard Randy Merkin's name about 12 times too.
Well, we give Merk credit.
That naturally just kind of put me to bed. Randy Merkin. Randy Merkin.
There's nobody like him.
I mean, when they're knocking you out like for surgery, they say Randy Merkin 10 times.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
By the time you get to the third one, you're like,
"What's wrong with you, man?"
No, I love Randy. You guys know that. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on this show.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember it?
And Scott Merkin, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful writer.
And don't forget about Jeff. He's a kindergarten teacher.
I saw Scotty on opening day at the ballpark.
There's a third brother?
My favorite Merkin.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Jeff's the oldest, right? Isn't it go Jeff, Scott, Randy?
Well, give him his credit. He's an educator. Molding the minds of youngsters. Mm-hmm. So we'll give him credit. The Merkin family really got a lot of mentions here today.
Well, they're good people.
For those.
By the way, we know the Merkins. Your third baseman out for 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months.
Gone. We know it.
Guys, it is a...
What 35-year-old running out there today to give that bats to?
Like, who? Well, I guess Nicky Lopez. Well, you probably move...
Nicky the Fish.
Who do you put over there? You put
Ozzy's available.
Yesterday Lopez came in, and then Sosa moved over to third.
Yeah. Lopez. That's what I'm going to say. Sosa will probably play third, and Nicky plays second.
Lopez.
No, yeah, Sammy, please.
Oh boy,
Nicky Lopez, Chicago's very own.
Yeah,
Naperville Central.
Yeah. Local product.
What about Mikey Squires?
My Spanky Love Squires. Spanky. Call Spanky. He's like left-handed. 70 now, but
left-handed third baseman.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a guy that does some coverage, too, and runs the camps. He's here. He can do it.
He's squatted behind the plate.
Forget.
Mike Huff. Mike's a mensch.
He's a great guy. Bring him in. Maybe he plays some ball.
Gary Huff. Quarterback.
How much higher is he going to draw the average age of that lineup, even if he's in it? Not much.
You guys, it's bad.
It's bad.
29.78 years of age was the average age of your starting unit yesterday.
Because catcher's 37.
For a team that is rebuilding.
Yeah. Catcher's 37. He adds a year to everybody.
Yeah. Right? I was telling York, too, you know, like we were reminded, you know, they can't even, they won't have a lottery pick next year. They might be the worst team.
Do you know this?
Because of the anti-tanking rules, they have a lottery pick this year. They don't get one next year because
they suck.
Because it's a big market. Because Chicago doesn't pay. So
they've never been in the luxury tax.
So they penalize you for not spending money.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
It's an anti-tanking measure for the big market.
Karm, you know what?
So they can have the worst record.
They can next year,
2025.
This year, meaning they can't get a lottery pick for 2025.
Karm,
where's their pick going to be then?
It'll be, I think, the highest it can be. I think is 10th.
Wow, Karm. There's 1,000 rules with regard to all of that stuff. Yes. Why not just get rid of them all and have one? And force every team to spend a minimum amount of money. And then you can get rid of all of that other nonsense.
I'm so lost without you.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck, guys.
I don't know what to tell you, Tommy. Good luck.
Tommy.
Is that Air Supply or is that REO?
Air Supply.
Air Supply. Yeah, 79, Australia. Got him. Stu!
Yeah.
Looking good, my friend.
So they don't even have a shot at, like, Ethan Holiday next year or anybody at the other top, you know, best
they can't. You mean if they are the worst team this year?
Correct.
The White Sox can't get the number one pick
they
next year?
They cannot.
Yeah,
they cannot get
they
the number
cannot.
One pick next year. They cannot.
Cannot.
Well, why aren't they trying then to go for it more?
But because Jerry
really?
Wants to prove his point.
What's up, Miller?
That Griffles was the wrong guy.
You just didn't realize the. You're talking about the draft next season because the
2025
Guardians have the 24 pick.
They're drafting in the top five this year.
White Sox are.
Which means they can't next year. Unless I've got that wrong, I'm almost positive
I like the
rule that was put in place.
You know who a good guy would be to ask is Jeff Passan. You should get him on the show.
Look it up, Tyler.
Carm
that
came
was
up
one of
this.
The anti-tanking measures.
Carm came up with this afterwards.
For the revenue sharing, the teams that don't revenue share, that don't receive, that pay, that don't receive, are not allowed to have lottery picks in back-to-back years. Look it up. Like,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That is a dumb rule.
That you the full list of rules dumb. Where all you have to do,
I mean, unless I understand,
is actually
wrong.
Put a floor in.
Good thing the Blackhawks don't have that rule.
This is
right,
dumb.
Yeah. You guys seeing it the way I'm explaining it, right?
I just see that it's a lottery.
Well, which the Guardians won last year. That's why they're picking first. I didn't. You may be right, Carm, because this was the first year.
Maybe Carmen's.
Or you might be crazy.
Maybe Carmen's wrong.
Hold on.
You might be right, or you might be crazy.
Hold on. Anti-tanking.
Or just maybe a lunatic. Yo, look.
He's playing all the hits right
now. Think about the other.
Turn out the light.
The other issue where teams share the tax, the luxury tax that is paid by the teams that are spending.
I think Carm's right. Large market teams, defined as teams that do not receive revenue sharing, are prohibited from receiving a selection in the lottery in consecutive years.
Oh, no.
They can't. So am I understanding it the right way? Like Sylvie said, are you telling me that the White Sox could finish 2024 with the worst record and not win the lottery? I'm telling you
right now.
They can't. They could win 48 games. And they won't have.
Unless I understand it wrong.
What, 12?
Give Jesse. Yes. Call. I want this straightened out before I leave.
Yes. Stay real quick.
Oh, yes, I know
I'm
Yurko.
I'm upset about the ambiguity here.
Yurko's going to stay as late as possible until he finds out.
Absolutely.
By the way, someone I tweeted that Moncada's out 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And then
breaking news.
You'll love this, Carm.
Oh, God.
Someone tweeted me a picture of that milkshake and wrote, "Can I offer you 3 to 6 months of this?" And it's a picture of the White Sox milkshake.
Oh, yeah. I got a buddy who's got a bobblehead in his office. He's got a bag over the bobblehead head, White Sox bobblehead. Bag over it. He's got three Band-Aids on it. He's got three Band-Aids on it, just representing what the White Sox are all about. A, they're terrible. They're crappy. And now they're injured.
So well, Robert's injury's got to keep him out for how long, too?
2 months more, we're believing. Eloy's the one that's going to come back first. And what's the motivation to come back to play for this team? Unless he's playing for a new contract, right?
Well, then he'll get hurt. And then how long do you give him even to get hurt again?
Well, isn't he under contract for a while longer?
Okay. All right. And again, maybe I'm misunderstanding or totally misinterpreting. Large market teams, what you just heard Tyler Reed define as teams that do not revenue share, are prohibited from receiving a selection in the lottery in consecutive years. Clubs that are ineligible to receive a lottery selection in future years due to this restriction will be permitted to select no earlier than 10th overall.
Are the Sox considered a large market team?
Yes.
Somebody believes yes.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is right.
Does, Jerry,
because they have
a waiver?
Because they're a lottery team, right, Miller?
That's
year.
A good question. Jerry's got a good question.
So they could win 48 games and pick 10th.
Jerry usually has a way around all
maybe.
This stuff.
I don't
so
know.
He asked, does he have a waiver?
A commissioner's
Jesse's
waiver.
Working to confirm this, but he believes you're right.
You know what? You are correct, Carm, because Tankathon, which does a great job breaking all this down, they don't have the White Sox eligible when you run their lottery.
You got that, boys?
Think about that.
They're going to win 48 games, and they can't pick until 10th.
They're such a terrible team.
The sport is, you know,
I mean, like, right?
They stink.
Because it could get any worse, you guys. I mean, like,
the rules are so stupid.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Here's the bright side. Here's
the Masters is this weekend.
The shake is good?
No, the bright side is that Chris Getz is really good at developing talent and identifying talent at 10.
But he doesn't like his team.
Did you hear, funny, Sylvie. Did you hear Yurko was reading the He was reading to us what Rick Hahn said about Pedro.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
On the day of the press conference.
It's bilingual. I said, first thing he said.
Somebody else. I said, did he interview someone else? Like, did he hire an actor? What's and our friend John Greenberg from The Athletic sent me a text with the gif of Ben Affleck and Good Will Hunting doing the interview.
Yeah.
Retainer! You suspect. Like, is what? Who was Rick interviewing?
I think the La Russa thing.
Pedro Rafal showed up for the interview or for the press conference, and they were like, "Who are you?"
It was Bruce.
And he goes, "I'm Pedro Rafal," and Rick's like, "No, you're not." He's like, "Yeah, I'm Pedro Rafal," and Rick's like, "Wait a minute, I didn't interview you. Who are you?" It's like Donna Chang on Seinfeld. "Who are you?" "I'm Donna Chang." "What? You're not Chinese." That's what happened. Rick interviewed somebody else. Like,
it was Bruce Bochy.
Pedro Grafal sent somebody. Yeah, it was Bruce Bochy.
Yeah. Sent Bruce Bochy.
J.J. Hinch. And he goes, I'm Pedro Grafal. No, you're not. You're not Chinese.
Was that the top list of the thing that was listed first in terms of his...
Yeah.
Was that he's bilingual?
Did they really list that first?
Yes. Is that what Johnny said? I was listening to what Johnny was reading.
I don't have it up anymore.
Excuse me?
Well, after Carmen yelled at me, I kind of cleared
the stage. No, that's when you kicked it into high gear. That was after the Masters Tour ban.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Yurko went in, he started doing research.
I got motivated then.
The whole sport
is...
I blew your mind with this today, didn't I, guys?
You did.
Oh, yeah, there's crazy information.
How many Sox fans knew that?
Well,
you're going to make them more angry
when
well, Carm, you broke news to me because here's the thing. I didn't even, like, consider that the White Sox, quote, won part of the lottery last year because they're picking fifth.
Right.
This season. So I
but
guess.
The lottery's top six, isn't
exactly,
it?
Yeah. Which is, and it was new last year.
Right, it was new last year.
Mm. So they're
in it.
As Carmen does his work.
And in fairness, and I gave him credit earlier, I remember reading that rule change when was the lockout? When was the new collective bargaining agreement? 2022, right?
Probably.
So it was 2 years ago, and I remember reading about it, but friend of the station, friend of the show, Reed Rooney, who's a diehard White Sox fan.
You guys know.
Rooney! We loved the Sox. And we like to commiserate about them. And in a text exchange recently, he reminded me of that. I was like, damn, that's right. Like, because they're a lottery team, technically, in this 2024 draft.
They are.
They will be ineligible for next year.
That's right.
Mm. It's brutal.
Brutal. It's terrible. Look, hey, you're not a happy camper.
No, he blew my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Think about it. Didn't they have a list of the most profitable teams or the operating profits? And a couple of them were like the Pirates and the Kansas City Chiefs because they don't spend any money. And all they do is they receive the Royals.
The Royals.
Sorry. Yeah. They bring in all of the money from like the tax.
Everybody else.
Distributed.
Yes.
Yeah, remember they were supposed to use that.
It's why Steinbrenner never wanted it, though, right? Didn't George always fight it? Because he was like, why would I... Why am I putting money into the pockets of the Pirates owner
when he'll never spend it? Never to spend.
And all I do is spend money and try to build a winner for New York. Like, I thought Steinbrenner always hated
baseball. Is so screwed up on that front.
That is.
It's crazy.
It's so stupid.
It's crazy, you guys.
It's a great point. Do you want to weigh in on our poll question?
No.
This has to do with draft.
Yes.
Would you guys right now... Here's how I phrased it. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Would you like to see the Bears trade up from number 9 to land Marvin Harrison Jr., even if that means parting with multiple picks in next year's NFL draft? So you don't have to give up anything in this year's draft.
But would you have to give up a first rounder next year in that?
Like, Meller is trying to sell us on maybe it's Carolina's second. Maybe it's their second and your own third next year.
I would not be inclined.
Yurko is shaking his head. No,
absolutely not. No.
Do you think you could get a Dunze at 9 and it could be just as good?
My plan is to get a Dunze at 9. If he's not there at 9, I'm trading back and getting what I want.
All right.
Yeah.
I love Marvin Harrison Jr., but I'm not giving up. I'm not inclined to give up draft currency, especially a lot of it.
Especially because wide receivers more than ever are coming into this league, like polished, ready to play.
Yeah.
You know, you're finding
the other
them
kid
every,
from
you know.
LSU to me is really impressive, too. Brian Thomas
both
Jr.
Both of them. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think both kids at Texas are good.
Yeah.
I think Mitchell and Worthy both have a chance to be
and
good.
And think about that. You know, I mean, they're still not a Super Bowl caliber team. Like, next year's that pick may be your starting left tackle for the future or your starting three technique if you need one. So that's still a huge value.
With a second-round pick, your starting left tackle?
You could. I mean, or anything.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, where it's at. But you're not moving up from nine to wherever it would take you for just next year's.
Okay. I'm not giving up any first round picks.
That you're going to have to spend a first
round.
I'm
not doing.
You're giving up next year's first rounder to move up? I'm not.
That
either.
I'm not doing.
Well, hopefully next year's first rounder is in the 20s.
Right.
Yeah, that's point. True, Sylvie.
Like 21.
I still don't want to do it. I still want, if I'm the Bears and if I'm running it, like I want a first rounder next year.
I do too.
In addition to what I have in the second round.
It allows you to buy yourself out of some self-inflicted mistakes.
People are voting often. Like we
is it close?
It's only an hour old, and it's fairly close. Most are with you guys. We've had 3,400 votes already in an hour.
Wow.
People are Bears thirsty.
Bears.
And 45.6% of the people are saying yes. They want to trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm. And 54.4% say no, are siding with you guys. Like, I think if I would have phrased it, hey, would you like to see the Bears trade up to nine or trade up from nine to land Marvin Harrison, it would be a little more towards yes. But when I said, because multiple. It's more realistic when you say multiple it's multiple picks for next year.
Yeah.
And I think that shows you, like, you're going to pay a freight here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you might not have to.
And I want to get into that coming up next. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. And there is a member of our staff. I don't know if you heard this. There's a member of the ESPN 1000 staff who is put out by having to watch more football. NFL football. Yes. Inconvenienced.
Wow.
For having to watch more NFL next year.
Interesting.
You'll hear that coming up next.
All right, Barry, you've piqued my interest.
Let me tell you, there's other lots in life, my friend.
We will see everybody tomorrow.
By the way, White Sox and Guardians today.
4:30 pregame, baby.
Ditch diggers, too, you know.
Waddle and Sylvie will build you a bridge between now and the start of White Sox baseball. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good afternoon.